Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got a question here from Ralph, which was submitted via Instagram.
I recently took the LSAT and did not score as high as I wanted to. That being said, I'm 30 years old and I don't feel like waiting another year for law school. I've applied to about 10 schools and have heard back from about half of them. So far, I've been accepted to Barry University and FIU. I know that FIU is a better school, but Barry wants to give me more money. Barry also is willing to accept me full-time while FIU is accepting me for part-time, while giving me the opportunity to switch to full-time after a year. I hear some horror stories about Barry with their employment stats and etc. My, all caps, question is, would you recommend that I attend FIU part-time or Barry full-time? I also have the GI Bill, so I won't be spending my out-of-pocket money or money out-of-pocket. Will attending a lower-ranked school really affect my career that much in the long run? Question mark. Wow. You know, there's a lot of details here about Barry versus FIU, but it was really hard for me to even just debate all that stuff because I kept thinking about this plan of cutting short the application process. I don't know. What's your reaction?
Yeah. I mean, I'm 30 years old and don't feel like waiting another year for law school. I don't think you want to let your feelings make such an important decision for you. I'm on the West Coast. Ben's in DC. Ben, you would never have known the relative ranking of Barry University and FIU if Ralph had not mentioned it.
Yep. What is FIU anyway?
Florida International University, it says on their 509 report. Their 509 okay. Also says that they charge. Oh, they don't have it broken out here by credit, I guess. Hmm. Well, we can assume that it's a lot. Barry University, they've got their tuition listed here as $39,900, resident or non-resident, makes no difference. I have no idea what the ranking difference is. I could make some guesses based on their LSAT splits. FIU has a 160 median LSAT and Barry has a 149 median LSAT. Median GPA at FIU is 3.72. Median GPA at Barry is 3.24. I don't think it's close. I actually think that there is a significant difference, but they are also both just regional schools.
I looked up their rankings. You want to take a shot at it? Or
FIU 60th, Barry like 160.
Okay. So Nathan, you know, it's great to see that you're a cheater. FIU is 60.
Okay. All right.
And yeah, Barry is 182.
That's pretty close. Which, on that too.
On all, for all practical purposes, that is a nice. 160. So
the only evidence that I had there was Ralph's submission via Instagram. Yeah. And I only looked at just the median LSAT for those two schools, and then I got lucky and I was able to get pretty damn close. Those are significantly different rankings.
Yeah. I see part-time as a potential advantage here. You can work while you're in school, but I also feel like we're debating between two subpar options compared to what you could get if you just gave yourself another year.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
more broadly.
Right. Because to be really honest, Ralph, this is the kind of tough love that people end up getting if they come to us at LSAT Demon. This sounds like a kind of a half-assed law school plan to begin with. It's like you've got the GI Bill money. You're 30. You don't know what to do with your life. Rather than make any decisions, I'm just going to go into law school and start spending this GI Bill money and then I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to do, then more power to you. But like the outcomes from that sort of a strategy are going to be pretty poor. You know, like you might figure it out, but ideally, I think you would figure it out before you even start. You know, what exactly are your law goals? What kind of thing are you trying to do here? Where do you want to work? Do these schools place you in those kinds of jobs? Or should you be trying to go up the ladder further to a school that has national kinds of reputation, somewhat of a national reputation? I don't know. I think it really just depends. I'm noticing Barry doesn't even have a location listed on their 509. They've got a street address, but no city. Do we even know where Barry University is?
I don't know. I gotta Google that street. It says what? It's in Virginia. Is that real?
No. Okay. No. It's in Miami. It says.
Okay.
Okay. So there are two law schools in Miami that nobody outside of Florida has ever really heard about. And it just depends on what kind of a job you're trying to get. If Barry University is going to get you the job that you want to get, then whatever, you know, don't pay anything for law school. That's great. But with some LSAT prep, I really think you could end up going to, and you know, you applied to 10 schools and oh my God, we're also real late in the cycle, like way late in the cycle right now to not have this like nailed down. It's just, I don't know. I mean, we hear horror stories every day about people who go to schools ranked 60th and schools ranked 180th.
Nate, I'm on the definitive and authoritative site, Yelp.com.
Okay.
Barry has a ranking of 2.5 stars with 12 reviews. John Jay says the first couple of semesters, they put a high amount of students on probation, charge them top dollar, then dismiss them on very questionable grading system. These students are thrown out with big student loan debt that these crooks pocket. This is not a genuine law school. It is a money scam. Do not go here, all caps. You are better off not even attending law school. The salaries you will get upon a graduation for the majority are a glorified paralegal type pay, unless you are strongly connected to someone in the legal field. So
that sounds bad. Yeah.
Probably. I mean, that's some random person who also has their own agenda, but it's not crazy talk for a school this lowly ranked.
Right. If you're paying zero, then your risk is significantly diminished. But if you're paying something, then yeah, that's the kind of school that we would say absolutely under no circumstances do you pay money to a school like that. But we would probably say the same thing for FIU.
Yeah.
To be honest, we haven't done our research there, and that's obviously way higher in the rankings. But I would still anticipate that probably half of the people who go to FIU do not end up in satisfying legal careers. So unless you're going to be a scholarship kid at FIU, I would not predict great outcomes for you. Sorry if that's all bad news for you, Ralph. Ben, anything else?
No, thanks for reaching out.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.